Chapter 4. Bars of Bones. We were led to a chamber that was cold and filled with shadows that seemed to flicker and move about. There was one torch on the wall and a lit candle on a wooden box next to a hard pallet on which lay a blanket and a pillow. I looked at Delph, who stood in the doorway.
"Is it just the one, then? For the both of us?"
he said, eyeing me nervously. When I shot him a glance, I had to hide a smile because his face turned scarlet and the big wug quickly glanced away. Males. However, Luke was already pulling on his arm and pointing farther down the passage and grunting quite madly. "Guess not," I said with a tiny wave. "Suppose these are just my digs." I thought I saw Delph let out a sigh of relief, which I wasn't quite happy about for some reason. He said,
"Look, anything comes up, just give a holler. I'll be here faster than, well, pretty bloody fast, I can tell you that," said Delph, somewhat anticlimactically.
"Brilliant. You do the same," I said, feeling uneasy even as I said the words. Delph disappeared with Luke, and Harry too came over and settled down next to the wooden pallet. I dropped my tuck in the corner, sat on the rude bed, and took off my cloak. Underneath was my chain, which I would not be taking off. In the pocket of my cloak was the adder stone, which healed pretty much anything. Along with the stone was the glove. My shrunken elemental was in my other pocket. I pulled from my cloak the ring Fancius had sent me before I escaped into the quag. It had belonged to my grandfather. It had been found at Quinton Hermes's cottage. I was told my grandfather had suffered an event, which basically meant that one vanished into, well, nothing. But that had been a lie. I had learned that my grandfather had left Wormwood of his own accord. On the ring was the symbol of the three hooks. I had no idea what it meant. I thought I might find out in the quag. I thought I might learn a lot in the quag. If the place didn't kill me first. I lay back on the bed and held the ring up to the flickering candle. The hooks glistened and glowed in the soft, bluish light. My grandfather had the very same symbol on the back of his hand. I had also seen this exact same ring on the...